Okay.
What, you resolve conflicts the same way. You know, it sounds, but once you put a right rhythm on that, and you put the right resolution, and the right rhythm spin or whatever the hell on it, it rules without fail.
Hey, so, get back to work,
bro. Okay, get back to work and remember, just like wake up, put your fingers on the damn
thing,
and try to see if you can resolve that. Don't forget.
I remember the Rump Ranger letter now, pretty much. It says, well, hello there, you unnatural Rump Ranger. Where was your father during Vietnam on his knees somewhere giving someone a blowjob?
Right.
And, gee, I wish. I'd like to have had a gay father. But anyway,
where would you be now? That'd be the solution to brain pollution.
Somewhere. and then he said, I want you to know that none of the soldiers here appreciated your letter in any way possible. And if I were there with you right now, I'd kick your fucking teeth. And why you care to nuzzle your nose in the crotch of another man is beyond me. But you are what you are.
Wow.
He wrote it was much better written though.
The capital letters and shit.
And he said, you sure got a lot of balls. He still gave me the ultimate Marine compliment. The ultimate compliment.
They gave you like credit where credit's due kind of thing.
He said, you sure have a lot of balls.
Wow.
Gave me the highest Marine compliment.
You just say, I hope you don't run into him.
He didn't have a return address, this fucking chicken shit. I was going right back. I said, well, look, if you ever need someone to talk to or write to, you know, I'm here. I know it can be rough out there. I'm doing it in Randolph's memory. Well, someone else wrote me a nasty letter, and I said that to him. He gave me a return address, Jared Ogle, and then he apologized profusely.
Really?
And you're a really nice person.
See, that's a change. So what's wrong with the analogy with your parents, the way they treated you to have some sort of analogous effect of that?
Hey, I have a feeling if we ever met, we might become lovers. I mean, this guy was so hot in some way. I guess something else was coming through there. I think it was a couple of gay Marines that...
You're going to have the same attitude about women that you have about men that way.
It's a totally different scene.
It's got to be.
With the male-to-male scene, I find a
lot more viable.
Yeah.
Is it more of desperation?
No. No. Men are like puppy dogs. They have a place, sense of play that women could be like that, but society puts pressure for women to sort of castrate men. So it's very hard for a straight guy who wants to be sort of a renegade and have fun in life and not be this stupid, straight, lazy yuppie to find a woman who doesn't have those yuppie expectations out.
Aspirations.
In the 60s, when things liberalized more and extended into the 70s, there was more of that experimentation of alternative lifestyles where straight men and straight women.
Well, that's some form of fear of consequences.
But that sort of like dried up with the resurgence of the right wing
and the
Reagan stuff.
Yeah.
So actually, I feel more fortunate to be gay, even though there's more repression going on in society, than for someone who's to be straight. Because I don't see any room for a hetero person who wants to do something alternative to find some woman to be a friend with on that buddy level and not have these expectations. I'm going to be up, you go to the office and play that out. It's a horribly rigid lifestyle.
Locked in.
However, gays are locked into that a lot too, and I don't get much,
I know.
I don't get much acceptance, but nonetheless, hey, I stopped talking to the street people. I meet wonderful guys like you.
Thank you.
You know, now I don't. They're not all over the place, but I'm here for that. There's still that.
I just want you to, in the retrospect of the bathroom, remember that's where my eyeballs turn yellow. Is that I mean what I say, and I'm the way I am, and that I don't have any compunctions about how the way I am. I don't make apologies for it. I've paid my price for it. No one else has. And that price is, I am who I am. I still kind of try to remember. I remember him hearing me play and him play and stuff. That's what, did you know what was going on just then?
Well, I figured it said, you're so outgoing. You have a lot of music connection. People do music, so
it's just one of those impromptu kind of things that happens, and I didn't remember. That's probably half stock.
Let's
yeah.